Hey, thanks for meeting me at this bowling alley. I already come here every Friday. If they got someone following me, whatever. This waitress has been circling for 10 minutes. Don't say anything yet. You're gonna have to order something.
You ready?
Yes, thanks. We'd like an order of jalapeno chili fries and an appetizer sampler.
You want drinks?
No. Yes, sure, beer. Two beers. We were right. The Tetchy Terrorist Vampire Zombies are behind Cleco Metal Retrieval. They got assorting coins like the nut jobs do, but all the coins go to the same smelt. It's like they're just trying to destroy some intangible spirit of America, and the sorters are all around as a ready food source. They really go crazy over the America thing. Last month, those original engraver blocks that got jacked from the Fed, that was them. They also destroyed 2 drafts of the Bill of Rights.
What is this activity in aid of, Clyde?
I haven't seen it, but there's some kind of portal they want to open.
A portal?
Yeah, into another world. I get the impression that they're making it more complicated than it needs to be, but they think by destroying Americana, they displace whatever in the universe enough to let them use the portal.
The Tetchies are obsessed with patriotism.
And traffic laws. None of them drive, but they're always complaining about bike lanes and kids today and stuff that has no bearing in their lives, like what someone in front of them at the grocery store is buying with food stamps. I mean, what difference does it make what someone chooses to get with food stamps? Is that a condition of assistance? Like you gotta have a miserable fucking life with people poking through your grocery basket?
Is everything okay?
Yeah, sure.
Here's your fries and your sampler. Would you like more beer?
We never got our beers.
Oh, I'll be right back.
I don't know how much longer I can last with these Tetchies, man. They're having an impact on my mental well-being. How long until you could get the Herald's Angels to make their move?
You found anyone we can use?
Yeah, there's a lady there named Gertrude. She's in tight with all the bigwigs, but they keep her hidden in the cattle. She's not like the other ones. She's soft. And a lesbian.
Maybe that's my end. Can you arrange for me to encounter her?
I think so. Boy, you and Gertrude. I hope you don't mind me saying, but that's a sight I like to see.
Let's keep this business.
Sorry, Serena.
I have 2 Herald's Angels I want to bring on board. Don't be alarmed. I'm gonna wave them over. Clyde, I'd like you to meet Jennings.
Hello, nice day. Pleased to meet you, Walt.
And this is Simon Carr.
Hey, Clyde. I can tell you and me are gonna be great friends.
Hello, and welcome to Adventures in New America, where every other week we bring you new tales from the tragic American after. This week, the 9th episode of Tetchy Terrorist Vampires in Space, which we have titled Hologram, will be coming to you in stereo right after these words from our sponsors.
Sydney, what are you doing here?
College was shut down for a week because of the protests, so I thought I'd surprise you and Dad. I'm here for a week.
Oh, Sydney, I wish you had called first.
Why is that, Mom? What's wrong?
You'd better come in. There's nothing wrong, but there's no place for you to stay. When you left for college, we took your room back.
Sure. And turned it into a sewing room or something. That's no big deal. I can sleep on the floor.
No, Sydney, there is no floor. You see, your father and I are boxers now.
Boxer?
Boxer, son. The latest innovation in the share economy. Boxer lets us take the leftover rooms from our empty nest and convert them into storage space available to anyone who has the Boxer app.
So my room...
It's filled with pool supplies for the Richardsons. You remember the Richardsons? Their oldest boy went to school with Eric?
I guess I really should have called first. Where will I stay?
Herb?
Here you go, son. Take this money and get a hotel. We can afford it now that we're participating in Boxer.
Thanks, Mom and Dad. You're the best.
Boxer's the best.
Reuniting after a month apart, IA has just learned that Simon is still alive. and Simon has just learned that I.A. and Gertrude are engaged to be married.
You're engaged?
Show him your ring, honey.
Check it out.
Wow, that's quite a rock. Gertrude must be making plenty cheddar. But what's the hurry? Are you pregnant?
We think he's having twins.
Hush. It's just how it happened. And then when you were gone, Simon, I don't know. I guess I just got used to having company.
That makes me feel special. Well, at least I was worried about what was happening to you while I was a guest of the government, but I guess you were having a great time.
Come on. You're a sociopath. You weren't worried about anyone but yourself.
I guess you're right. I forgot.
Can I tell you my story now?
Sure. Why not?
Okay, so Gertie and I were still working in the diner when the raid went down.
I froze.
Gertrude, what's wrong?
I.A.?
Gertrude, come on. Let's get out of here. Come on, let's hide in this, Gertrude, let's hide in this walk-in freezer. Gertrude, who were those people?
Satanists, a rival gang, treasury agents. Who knows? Raids happen. Not like we can call the cops.
It's cold in here.
Thanks for snapping me out of it. And not running out to save yourself.
Well, of course. It's the only decent thing to do.
I don't get a lot of decent in my part of the world.
Gertie, why did you kiss me?
It was the only indecent thing to do.
I care about you, Gertrude. I feel like, not that I know what love is, but I don't know what this is. And that feels like the love I don't know.
Excuse me?
I want my voice in your head and yours in mine. I want to burrow into your skin. I want your body to absorb my body and turn me into a stone you can feel in your gut when it's hot and you haven't had enough water.
That's very poetic.
These feelings are new. How long do you suppose we need to hide in here?
You see that red light? When it turns orange, we can go.
I hope Simon's all right.
I'm sure she's fine. She was on the counting room floor. We have protocols.
Gertrude,
Sorry, you go ahead.
No, you.
Listen, I know you have feelings for me, and that's okay. But there's something you should know.
You love Serena?
What? No, I wasn't gonna say that. And I'm not sure I... Look, when we met, I hypnotized you into loving me.
No.
Yes.
Come on.
Simon was there. It happened. You sang a song.
No, I remember that. I remember you pretending to hypnotize me. And I don't know, singing is unusual, but it wasn't that. I fell in love with you the moment I saw you. I'm in love with you. I want to stay with you and start a family and get old together and all the trite things. I want all the trite things.
You remember when you asked me how old I am? I'm not 37. I'm 73.
We can adopt.
I'd like you sometimes.
Gertie, tell me a story.
What kind of story?
Tell me a story about you. I want to know more. About you. Where do you come from? How did you get here?
I will tell you about the Kujawiak night. Twice a year, everyone in the neighborhood would meet at the social hall for an evening of elaborate dances. I thought that would be my life forever.
Who you dance with tonight, Gertrude?
I see who you're staring at. His name is Kazmiris. He dances like a cow.
No, I was not staring.
I would not blame you. Better a cow than a Czech pig like Zednik.
Kinga!
Do not yell at me for saying what is in your head.
I know his is not a perfect love, but he loves me.
Loves you like he loves his hat. Speak of the devil.
Hello, Zednik.
Gertrude, botches him now.
We are in America now, Zetnik. At some point, you must grow a new tongue in your head.
It is hard to remember where I am when I am made so comfortable by handsome women like yourself. Gertrude, come with me.
Look how little he values manners.
Stop! Bulimetal!
How often must I tell you to not speak to me in Czech? Your voice in my beautiful native language sound like the screech of a polecat.
Let me go. Ah!
You tell me what to do. I do not think so.
Forgive me, my love. Why are we fighting?
Your friends think they are so smart. I am not a fool.
Stop striking me.
What did I tell you?
Duh! I apologize. I do not know why I hit you.
Is that a fact? Does the girl have fire?
No! Duh! Oh. Oh.
Ah. Oh. Come now. If you love me, you will be happy. What is this?
Get away! Zednik! What have I done? What have I... My love is dead. I wish I was dead. I'm a murderer. But nobody knows. Nobody saw.
Yes, someone saw you. Someone always does. You were quite right. You were quite right. There was no love in his discipline. I can see into his mind even now, as clearly as I can see your face. This had to happen. There, there.
In the most terrible dreams of my childhood, I had taken a life. I would wake in the night, not yet knowing that I had been asleep, convinced my soul was damned. I had taken a life. Those are dreams. I knew they were dreams, and I was still afraid. But now that this has happened, I feel calm. I feel correct. Help me, please. What do I do now?
Now? Now you find a new dance partner. Dafür?
Help!
Do not be frightened. Dafür may be uncomfortable to behold, but he's as gentle as a lion. I call myself Deeds. We are the good guys. What is your name, child?
Gertrude. Gertrude Kuplinski.
Well, Miss Kuplinski, may I take you away to the dance?
I don't know if I can. I don't want to see anyone.
Then will you dance with me here? I'm sure... What was his name?
Who? Oh, Zednik.
Zednik? He seems to have few concerns or worries now.
Yes.
You really are quite lovely on your feet.
We talked about so many things while we danced, of cabbages and kings. I thought he was so worldly. All I knew of the world was a few square miles here, and a few square miles on the other side of the world. He told me if I wanted, he could make me like he was.
And that means?
Alishkadi. Beings from another world that use humanity as either cattle or as host forms for the propagation of their kind.
I have a joke here, but I'm not sure if it's appropriate.
He promised me I would live forever. Live to see a world where men like Zednik can't have everything they want. I would be strong and young forever. So I said yes. He saved me from Zednik. He saved me from time. And now I'm Alishkadi too.
And what happened to Zednik?
We ate him.
Ha!
It's not funny. It's horrible. He was my first feast. I hated Zednik as much as I loved him, and I found right away that eating someone is a intimate experience. It's better if you don't know them.
My first time was bad, too.
I'm not making a joke.
I don't think you are. You're talking in metaphor or something. I mean, I admit I don't completely understand what you are saying, but my girlfriend when I was 16 told me she was an Irish secret agent sent to New America to assassinate abortion doctors.
Was she?
No, she was from Alabama. She thought Trent Reznor impregnated her in her dreams and then stole the baby before she started to show. She was just...
crazy?
Creative. I feel like I have a pretty firm grasp on reality, or at least I used to. And it sucks. I'm aware of every cringe-sucking moment. I know I'll never meet a unicorn. I wouldn't believe myself if I told me I encountered celebrities in my dreams.
You dream the possible.
I dream the possible. And whether I ever break out of that myself or not, why would I wish a firm grasp on reality on other people? You want to be La Shoshana or whatever? Great. Just so long as you're happy. I don't know what love is, but I know I want you to be happy.
I've seen unicorns.
What is that noise?
There's no metaphor here, IA. We ate him. We ate him. Like monsters. Look behind you. The scraping sound comes from the larder drawers. Open them up.
Okay.
Do you see the questing hands? Look at the top shelf. Do you recognize what's left of your Bob Bristol?
Oh my God!
Can you see his lips move? Can you hear his death song?
Run, son. Run!
Bob Bristol?
Does it give you a charge? Do you want to watch me turn into bats?
Turn into bats?
Oh!
Or paper clips?
Oh!
Portable tubes of yogurt.
Gertrude, no!
It's all the same thing.
No! This is horrible! This is...
Are you gonna eat me?
I'm gonna eat that ass. If you're gonna love me, IA, and we're gonna play house, then you need to know that I'm a tetchy, terrorist, vampire zombie. If you're gonna love me, love all of me.
Gertie!
Take me!
We will be back in a moment with more Adventures in New America on the Night Vale Presents Network after these words from our sponsors.
Whew! I'm glad that got resolved. I thought the whole plant was going into meltdown.
No, the plant's got, what do you call it, redundancy systems.
And a good thing.
You know, your body's got these, what do you call it, redundancy systems too. You know, you only need one kidney to be the same as you are now. There's all kinds of parts of your body you can live without.
Too bad you can't sell them.
Well, maybe you can. Friendly Helpers is paying cash for all kinds of organs, pending completion of medical survey. Eyes, marrow, pieces of liver and lung, you name it.
Sell my eye? They'd have to make it worth my while.
Well, naturally. And they do. My cousin made enough money to start his own gyro cart.
I've always dreamed of owning a cafe.
Give them a call. 15554-ORGANS.
15554-ORGANS?
15554-ORGANS.
15554-ORGANS.
15554-ORGANS!
Who puts the fist in sophisticated?
Only the Ambrosia Diner.
Every day, a fleet of delivery boys put their hands on their bikes and deliver the finest in diner food to millions of New Yorkers across five boroughs. Roast turkey, steamed yams, broccoli rice with pieces of mushroom, hamburgers, hot dogs, grilled cheese sandwiches, Chateaubriand.
And don't forget, Miss Trixie's blue velvet cake.
Only at the Ambrosia Diner.
Hello, and welcome to Act Two of tonight's episode of Adventures in New America, titled Hologram. IA and Gertrude are recounting their recent adventures to Simon while they drink coffee in IA's kitchen.
So that's what happened to Bob Bristol.
You knew him?
No, but the feds kept asking. Have you seen this man? What happened to Bob Bristol? Bob Bristol, Bob Bristol, Bob Bristol, for hours. Started hating this man for existing.
Well, he doesn't exist anymore.
You knew?
Sorry?
You knew Gertie was Alice Scotty.
Well, yeah. I knew when she flew out of City Hall.
No. You knew before then.
What are you talking about? Don't be crazy. Was your first time really in a freezer?
Don't be embarrassed, IA. We fucked. We're adults.
It wasn't my first time, just my first time with Gertie.
That's what I meant.
I've sexed before.
Alright, what happened next?
Yeah, okay. We were still in the walk-in freezer, and... That was amazing. I never knew it could be like that.
I had a good time, too.
You're not cold?
Oh, I don't get cold anymore.
Oh, right. You're a monster.
There's worse things than monsters.
You know, it almost looks like those loose heads are smiling at us.
They're probably happy for us. Or they're pervs. Either way. What? What is it?
This is wrong. This being normal is wrong. Those are severed heads. And they aren't dead and they aren't alive.
Neither am I. Watch what you say next, buddy.
No, I haven't got anything against the undead. It's just not right. The Alishada?
Alishkadi.
You eat people.
We have no choice. It's the easiest way to extract their essence. Besides, you eat living things.
Sure, but hamburgers and pizza and normal stuff.
Normal to you. What about the counterculture?
I don't.
The hamburgers and pizzas were alive once. That's the way of all things. You have to consume to carry on. Carrots cry when you pull them from the soil. I couldn't hear carrots when I was human, but as Alishkadi...
You're the best kisser I've ever kissed. What else do the Alishkadi know?
Flowers sing.
How is that possible?
They want to express themselves. You'd think they'd sing happy songs, but most flowers are very sad. Except carnations. They're too dumb to be sad. What is it?
Nothing. Keep talking.
I know that every time you say it's nothing, really you're in pain. And for minutes after, all you can think about is your own decay.
I'm that obvious.
Yes, but that's not why I think I love you.
Have you ever eaten someone you loved?
I've never been in love.
Until now.
I don't want to rush you, so take time to decide your answer.
Answer to what?
To this. Will you let me make you one of us?
No.
I said think about it. We can be together either way. But if you say no, you will continue to grow old while I stay the same age. I will watch you wither and die, and long before that, I'll have moved on to avoid watching you wither and die.
That's cold.
I don't feel that way right now, but I know I would feel that way eventually. I'm just being honest.
If being with me was making you unhappy, I would want you to go.
You could read minds. You would have the strength of 10 IAs.
So the strength of 2 normal men.
It would solve your cancer.
You can get rid of my cancer?
No, but it would stay like it is now. It would never get any worse.
But it would never get any better.
But it would never get any worse.
How often do you,
sleep with men?
Kill people.
You've got to stop calling it killing people. We harvest.
Well, how often do you harvest?
I kill about 3 people a year.
Is that a lot?
No. I just don't like the mess. So I get by on blood, brick, and paste for the most part. Every now and then, though, in the wrong set of circumstances...
The red light has turned orange.
Oh, I guess that means we can go.
I don't know that I could kill anyone.
You were fantasizing about killing cops to save me at City Hall.
Again, that's different.
Or maybe it's not. I don't know right now. I can't imagine drinking blood.
You don't need to limit yourself to blood. There's flesh and marrow and brains.
And blood, brick, and paste.
It's actually pretty good. It's like beef jerky, but it tastes like fruit leather. Aye, we could be together forever. Don't you want that?
I don't have to decide now?
No, but I wouldn't wait too long. That tumor will only get worse.
Yeah?
I can read its mind, too. It also loves you.
Gertrude.
Mr. Deeds, what happened? Is it over?
We've been raided, my sweet. But they're gone now. We've got to burn Cleco to the ground and move everything to the bunker.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Who is this?
This is IA. We have a special relationship.
Is he the one?
I think so.
Gertie, what about Simon?
He's not gonna know. You don't happen to know if a girl named Simon was safe, do you? Short, black, cute, sociopathic.
Jeremy?
Yes, Mr. Deeds?
You know this Simon?
I do. She started today. She was shot down by the feds.
Aww.
I'm sorry.
Shot down like...
She's dead.
Oh.
Deeds told you I was dead.
His assistant Jeremy said you were dead. He was clearly mistaken.
There's no mistake, I.A. I told you what happened.
Oh, you don't understand, Simon. Over the past month, I've gotten to know the man. Mr. Deeds is very charismatic.
And?
Well, it just seems like you might be mistaken in your interpretation of events. That's all. I mean, it happens.
You don't believe me.
I believe you. I just think...
They were gonna eat me! They would just as easily eat you if Miss Pollyanna McPickle hadn't claimed you as her own.
Hey, why bring me into this?
Oh, I don't know, Becky. I guess it's just something us short, black, cute sociopaths do.
There's no call to be rude.
Gertrude, can you give IA and me some space? I need to talk to him about something private.
What if he doesn't want me to go?
IA!
Anything you have to say to me... You can say in front of Gertrude.
No, I can't.
She's not like the others. I don't know if you can understand this, Simon, but we're in love. No secrets.
Gertrude, please?
It doesn't sound like he wants me to go.
This is fucked.
Hey!
No. Where would you be if not for me? Trying to get arrested for parking ticket warrants?
Where am I now? I mean, my cancer keeps growing. I'm not unappreciative, Simon. But I have a job now, and soon a wife. And who knows, you know? Maybe we can steal some babies and start a family. I wouldn't have these things if you hadn't given me the push. I mean...
Judas.
To what, your Jesus?
Simon, I think you should go. I need to get IA to his oncology appointment.
I see how it is. Fuck you.
I really do have an oncology appointment.
Fuck you.
Well then, fuck you.
Sure.
Sure.
Jeez.
I don't understand why she was so angry.
Oh, hey, don't let it get you down. She's obviously going through something. It has nothing to do with you.
That's somehow worse. Who does she think she is?
You ready to go to your appointment?
No.
Well, you better hurry or we'll be late.
I mean, I don't want to go to the doctor anymore, Gertie. I'm ready.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You want to be an Alish Cotty?
I want to be with you. I just wait. One thing.
Yes?
I won't eat any black people. None. And you can't eat any either. In fact, no people of color or trans folks or...
or what? Orphans? The poor? Little old women with tiny wispy beards? I can't promise you that. They're all cattle. They'll be cattle to you too.
That will never happen, okay? Deal or no deal?
Sure. I promise.
Can I believe you?
Only if it makes it easier.
Okay.
I've waited so long for this day. I never wanted this day. I never considered this day. And now it's here, and it's all I've ever wanted. I love you so much.
I love you too. Gertie?
Yeah?
Will it hurt?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it.
Ah! Mm.
That should do it. How do you feel? Aye?
I feel excellent.
Friends, we've reached the end of this week's Adventures in New America. Will becoming a tetchy terrorist vampire zombie change IA? What did Simon want to tell IA in secret? And will they ever be friends again? Adventures in New America was written and created by Tristan Cohen and Stephen Winter. This week's episode starred Paige Gilbert, Starley Kine, Julian Fleischer, and the New America players, featuring Reginald L. Barnes, Becca Blackwell, David Commander, Denise Dixon, Ore Egbuho, Roland Lane, Heather Letier, Chris Sarley, Neil Schutler, Rob Stream, T.L. Thompson, and Brian Webster. The music you heard was created by Wayne Barker, Aya Haguchi, The Illustrious Blacks, Soft Black, and Caged Animals. All contestants on this week's episode of Adventures in New America were given free samples of Rockdale Espresso Pods. All the cappuccino that you love, with none of the foam that you hate. That's Rockdale. Our sound designer and audio engineer was Vincent Cascione. Our editor was Grant Stewart. Adam Cecil provided marketing. Associate producer, Ashlyn Hatch. Christy Gressman, executive producer. We'll be back after this word from our sponsors.
You are listening to the Night Vale Presents Network.
I hope you don't mind my telling you, I can almost taste my impending victory over humanity. We have the icon, we have the bowl, the lovers are in position. In 4 weeks, I will hold my raffle before a live studio audience, and we will have an orgy of blood the likes of which New America has never seen. And you know where you can have all this and more?
Adventures in New America is a People's Exploitation Army Limited production.